Did you have any socks on? None?
Your feet are going to be stinky.
So?
My feet don't stink.
If you wear shoes with no... Well, I mean, I got these on with no socks.
Oh, well, yeah, I wear dudes all the time with no socks.
Well, yeah, but not... Hey, listeners. Welcome back for another episode of Smoking Butts and Tapping Ash Podcast with your beautiful host...
Dave.
And I'm Scott.
I'm Travis. And me and Scott are not wearing any socks tonight with our shoes.
No.
Dave has... I don't think I've ever seen you go sockless, except like Crocs or...
Yeah. Well, I've seen him sockless all the time.
No, I mean like with tennis shoes. I've never seen him sockless
no.
tennis shoes.
Hell no, that's weird, man.
I can't wear those like...
I think
like,
Scott's the first person I've ever seen wear tennis shoes with no socks.
Well, I have like in a pinch. I've slipped them on to go outside, but like, no, yeah. not, no. I can't wear tennis shoes with... Like, I like... The hey dudes, but even if I'm going to put these on this summer and I'm going to wear them all day, I'll wear like the no-show socks because they just get too sweaty for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I usually only do socks in the winter. My feet get cold. Like now, I won't put socks on. Sorry.
Do you have underwear on?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We are back this week with the normal rubdown.
Normal rubdown.
Brought to you by Louis Barbecue Supply Company.
Yes. Beautiful in downtown here in Illinois.
Yes, absolutely. So stay tuned for that. Travis made us some lovely pork chops. Were they pork chops? Is that the right cut?
Pork chops,
I thought
yes.
so.
They were, sir.
With what is this?
Fergalicious
Barbecue.
Fergalicious Barbecue World Champ.
Smoke show. All right.
L-U love.
Stay tuned for that. But first.
Oh, no. Okay, it says butter pecan blend. Sorry.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, I didn't read that before. I'll be...
We'll talk about that.
Anyway,
yeah, sorry.
Before that is the smoke brought to you by My Monthly Cigars and fucking good coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I get the Robusto box every month for $30, which is four different cigars.
I'm smoking one.
I get
one
the El Presidente Bill Clinton.
I'm smoking one right now.
I am too, the Flathead 660.
That's right.
Agonese.
Which this
Arganese.
Was
Arganese.
Probably a couple months ago in the box.
Yeah, I still got my flathead at home.
Yeah.
Me too. I have a couple of those.
What are you smoking over there, Dave?
I am smoking something I don't usually smoke, the Macanudo bourbon that was gifted to me by my good friend Jason Parks one of his bourbon excursions.
Boy, he's buying the shit out of it.
Yes, he's hardcore collecting the bourbon.
I saw him.
He's a big bourbon guy, huh?
He is.
We need to get together.
Yeah,
if he's not drinking it, he's doing something wrong because he's buying enough.
Oh, he's drinking it. He has some really good shit.
Well, that's good because I don't want to be one of the people that would buy it and not drink it.
Is he one of them high dollar bourbon guys?
There's some of that in there for sure.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, he's brought some stuff over that is spectacular.
Maybe we should record at his house next week.
Sounds good.
Jason, we're coming over.
They would like it.
We'll be right over.
We'll keep Travis home.
Anyway.
We know he can be annoying.
That's right. Use code SBTA at checkout with My Monthly Cigars and fucking good coffee for free shipping on your first order. I need to put in an order for some coffee. It's that time of the year. Where I'm going to be sitting out on the deck on the weekends in the morning drinking some coffee. I don't drink a whole lot of good coffee through the winter because I'm just sitting on the couch watching TV. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just drink the cheap stuff when I'm doing mindless TV watching.
I understand.
But yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
Well, when it's warm, I'll sit out here and have a cigar, some good coffee. I really enjoy myself.
You can't enjoy your coffee in your house?
Not a cigar.
No, not with a cigar.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I get that.
When I'm watching TV, it's just mindless, like, numbness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not thinking about anything. When I'm sitting back here, I'm reflecting on life.
I think I
thinking of my best friends.
Well, I understand what you're saying, because, like, I don't drink coffee, but if I drink, like, a cappuccino or a hot tea or something...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't sit inside and just have it.
No.
I always make it and go outside, like, for breakfast or something
and
drink it just... It's just kind of like a, you know...
Exactly.
Relaxed moment. But you drink coffee
every
day.
I do.
Yeah. You drink it every day, so...
But not fucking good coffee every day. That's my weekend coffee.
Okay.
See? Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Because I fix a pot and enjoy the pot.
Because you're
going
to work.
I just do a quick curry
you enjoy
thing
pot?
On the way. Pot, yeah, a pot.
A pot.
A
whole
coffee.
Pot of pot?
A pot.
Oh, a pot of coffee.
Pot of coffee.
Ah.
Yeah.
think I can help with this Pam Pam situation.
That's right. Travis has the answer. But anyway, let's get right into the rubdown.
Let's get right into it.
I'm excited that we're back in the groove.
We're back. Oh, sorry.
We have some nice weather to cook in lately. Hopefully it's around to stay.
Yeah, I think we're...
We're over the hump.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next few days are going to cool down a little, but by the weekend it's supposed to be nice again.
Today's the first day I wore shorts to work.
It's supposed to actually storm later today.
Ooh, scary.
Could get hail damage and high winds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not looking like it's going to do too much. Hopefully it'll miss us.
Last I saw, it was going to be a little north of us. So
yeah.
We may be all right.
But anyway, about the rubdown brought to us by Louie's Barbecue Supply... I went by and got this Fergalicious barbecue rub from Aaron there. He hadn't tried any of them, so he was anxious for us to try it and let him know what we thought.
I had never seen that brand before anywhere.
I've seen it, and I want to say I've seen it at an Ace or somewhere.
I want to say I've seen it at Rural King.
Maybe Rural King. You might be right.
I don't know.
It's somewhere weird like that. Yeah,
I've seen it somewhere.
But
Louis has it. But
Louis has, he's got two different ones in stock. This is the Smoke Show, and it says Love, L-U-V underneath it. But I just now read the fine thing. It says Butter Pecan Blend. But there's another one that is called Sweet,
okay.
Which I, like we
discussed. Wonder if it's more of a barbecue flavor.
I don't know. So,
Scott, we'll have to try that one next.
You go first this week. I put it on some pork chops, put them on the smoker, and run them over.
Tasting it out of the bottle, mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, I didn't care for it. It tasted like straight sugar.
Sure, yes.
Cooked on the meat on the pork chop, it totally changed my mind. I liked it. It had a good flavor to it. I would probably do it again on pork. I'm not sure what else I would cook it on.
It'd probably be good on like pulled pork.
Yeah, I don't.
With something with a little heat.
Yeah.
I think it would be good on pulled pork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be.
It'd be good to finish the pulled pork, just sprinkle it on top and let it just melt into it.
Mm.
That would be good.
I mean, I would use it and buy it again. Overall, probably going to give it an 8.
Yeah.
An 8. Okay. Dana?
You know, I was the same way. Out of the bottle, I didn't get a whole lot of flavor, just sweet. There was a little bit of something there, but cooked on the meat, it really came out, and it was still sweet, but not in like a sugary, it was more of a savory sweet type stuff, like kind of like garlic or onions they get, you know, when you cook them. Now that you said buttery pecan, that
I kept getting the pecan.
Totally,
yes.
Fits that flavor profile.
Yeah,
like I can get the butter. I get the pecan. It's very good. I give it an 8 as well.
8 as well. I guess it helps if you actually read.
It does.
All it does. Well, see, it's that real fine print, and I kind of thought
it is small.
It is. How do you go ahead?
What?
I was going to ask Dave how you rate the label.
I was going to.
No.
We'll circle back to that.
We'll circle back to that after Travis.
Okay, well, now, real quick, because like we have said, you know, the first two ingredients is sugar and honey blend powder. Cane sugar, honey, salt, you know, blah, blah. Now, at the bottom, it does say contains milk.
Yep.
This is the first one I've paid attention to.
So all the
to.
Butter ones are going to contain milk,
yeah,
it's I good. Assume.
Yeah, it's got in here a little paprika. Yeah, a bunch of different ones.
Does it say if it's gluten-free or not?
No, it doesn't. If it does, I don't know where it says it.
It'd probably be on the front.
It doesn't say it, no. Okay. I don't think. Oh, no, it is. It is gluten-free, okay. Right there. Another fine print. Yeah.
Weird.
I'm with you guys. I didn't care for it too much right out of the jar, because me and Aaron tried it there at the store, and I even said, if this is the Smoke Show, and the other one says sweet on it, I'm like, I can't imagine how sweet that other one is. But I liked it. I think it definitely needs something, a little more heat. I think it'd be really good to do that again, but then put like a glaze over the top, some kind of, like that raspberry chipotle or something to add a little more heat.
The Cherry Habanero by Luton Booty would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be good.
So overall, I'll give it an 8 as well. Because it was good. It had a
yeah,
good,
it was good.
Good flavor.
It was very good on the pork.
Yep.
I imagine it would be really good on chicken.
Yeah.
Or shrimp. I don't know about the shrimp.
I don't know about the shrimp either. I think it'd be a little too sweet for shrimp.
We need to try it in the future. I bet it'd be tasty.
Okay.
I can see it good on chicken.
I think the butter would come out more on seafood, on lighter meat.
I really
like
got
that.
The pecan when I was eating it today.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you do like a grilled shrimp or like a sauteed?
Like sauteed.
A little Kerrygold butter.
Yes.
With that.
That's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know the way to his heart.
That's right.
Yeah.
So does Kerrygold butter.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
But yeah, I mean, now, okay. Now, Dave, you're
labeled. So you're holding it about 4 feet away from my face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my glasses on. I'm pretty blind. I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10 because I can see their logo. Mm-hmm. I can read Fergalicious Barbecue Smoke Show. You know, easily.
Yes.
The only thing I would mark off for is their description of what it
is.
Yeah,
that should be a lot bigger.
I don't know if I could read that without my glasses holding it up to my face.
I know no. I couldn't. I couldn't read it without my glasses.
Like, that needs to be bigger. In bold letters.
Yes.
You know, buttery pecan or whatever.
Yeah,
needs
because
be
it,
right in the middle.
Because I just kept reading, because both, the other one says sweet, mm-hmm. where this says smoke show. So I went, well, okay, I'm going to get the smoke show. And so when I opened it and tried it, I was like, holy hell, that was not what I was thinking it was going to be.
Yeah.
But if I had actually finished down here and read that, it would make sense.
Yep.
Well.
So yeah, that's my only mark off for that label. I like the colors.
I do like the colors. They're green.
Yeah,
I like
green, that. Black, and white.
Yep.
Easy to read.
Ever since a little smoke show to everything. Fergalicious Smoke Show. Love is not just delicious. It's Fergalicious. What the description says.
It's a little catchy.
Yeah, competition barbecue team. Barbecue or Fergalicious Barbecue.
They stole that from the Black Eyed Peas.
Where are they out of? Does it say?
Gardner, Kansas.
Kansas.
Manufactured for Fergalicious Barbecue in Gardner, Kansas.
All right.
Wherever that's at.
I'm kind of anxious to try the rest of their stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
They're off to a good start. It seems like their rubs are going to be on the mild side.
It didn't, as sweet as it was, it didn't like burn off. Like some sweet, you know what I mean? I think they mellow out when you cook them.
Mm-hmm.
This was still very sweet.
Yeah, it was still sweet.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was. It was very good. Very good.
I like your idea of sprinkling it over the pulled pork when we were done. You know, like even if we cook pulled pork normal, how we do, and
yes.
then put this over the top of it.
Yeah,
do
be a good finisher.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Oh yeah, that's exciting.
Oh, very exciting.
Very exciting.
We're in the wind tunnel of love.
We are.
Tonight.
Speaking of
we're
exciting,
we're still on our way to Oz.
It's getting closer to May 11th.
It sure is.
Well, we're a little over a month away, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, a month and a week and a half. Can't wait.
That's very exact.
That's very exact.
I'm getting more excited for that.
Now that he's got the chicken sauce.
Yeah, now that I've figured out the...
Those look freaking beautiful.
Dude, right off of the
color was perfect.
They were so good. Like, you just bit right through them. Like, there was no skin on it at all. It was beautiful. Which, But I've watched a shitload of videos about cooking wings in competitions because I had no idea about any of it. And we went to the one last year, the year before last, right? In Pinckneyville.
It would have been the year before.
Yep. So it was kind of a curveball to cook wings at once. So I took my grill and cooked them like I always do, you know, where the skin's nice and crispy to bite through. Well, that is a big no-no, I found out. And that explains why we did not rank very well. One of the reasons, I imagine. They want it just like thighs. They want it bite through like butter. And only flats. So now we know. Now there's no reason to not place. We're going to win it all.
Win it all.
I hope we're right.
We've got
it. I hope we place at least in the top 10 out of 10 teams.
That's our goal. And
we're gonna
top
get,
nine.
We're gonna get 10 out of 17.
You know, with us, that's a possibility. I would say
Yeah.
It could happen.
It would happen to us. If it was going to be anybody, it would be us.
It would be us. It would be a first.
I have to say, right now, you can go put me on record, this is my favorite cigar out of my monthly I've ever had.
When I was smoking it yesterday,
wow.
I almost texted you.
It's pretty good.
And said, this is a Travis cigar.
It's not sweet, I don't think at all. It's got a little sweet on the wrapper, like you can taste with your lips.
I would say it's naturally sweet. Probably not enhanced. I agree. In any
it is a Connecticut.
Yeah.
But this is my favorite one I've had out of there.
All right.
I love the retro. It's good and still stout, but not like
I retro drew it the whole way.
Yeah.
Had no issues at all. Like even down to the nub.
If I find this one again, I'm buying it.
All right, we got it.
I've never seen it. That's the good thing about my monthly. You never, yeah, that'd be the thing. You've never seen it in a store.
I mean, it, and I'll never, buy another one.
I would have to order it online.
I'd buy some.
Yeah,
I mean, none of our stores around here have it that I know of.
But, which we don't have many.
No,
we don't.
Even in St. Louis, I haven't seen it there, or Paducah, any of those bigger ones.
Never seen it anywhere.
No.
If anywhere has it, I'd say the Cigar Barn, or Tobacco Barn, or whatever it's called, down in Paducah would have it.
Yeah, he might have it.
It seems like something he would carry.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know.
But I just wanted to throw that out there. This
I've never been in that place.
Really? In front of the wall?
No.
That surprises me.
I've never never been in there.
I would have figured you'd been in there years ago.
Nope. We're out to do a road trip.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's all right. They have a area up front. I guess they still do where you can sit and smoke.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They do allow cigarette smoking, though, I believe. Because they sell cigarettes in there, too.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I didn't stay last
time. It's right in front of the mall.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little bitty.
Literally in front. Okay.
Yep.
I can't answer why I've never been there.
They have a ton of stuff. There's a lot of cigars in there.
Two different walk-in humidors.
And they're packed full.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of hard to get around in there.
Yeah.
It's so packed full, but they have all kinds of stuff.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay. And,
they do some house infusion cigars as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Toby goes there a lot, right?
He does. Right. Yep. Oh. He sells his ashtrays, which still need to get Toby on the podcast.
Yep.
It just hasn't worked out so far. Maybe in the next couple weeks, that would be a great
guest.
We'll have
to get a translator. Can he speak English?
I think so. He is Hispanic.
He is.
Yeah.
He eats tacos for breakfast.
And he smokes heavy cigars at 6 a.m.
I mean, I've seen him some where I've been smoking at 5:30 or 6 in the morning, but they're mild. And he's freaking
some of his pictures, once he sends, I'm like, there's no way I can
not
do that
right
at
out of the
6
gate.
A.m.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
looks
no.
Like you dipped it in motor oil.
Oh, he starts heavy early.
And smokes them all day. He hasn't had no palate. I mean, none left. He's had to blow it out years
ago. I don't know.
No,
I bet he does.
I don't think. Yeah.
I just think if you smoke them that strong, that often.
He smokes a lot of different things. I bet,
yes, he does.
I bet he has a good palate. He actually made this lovely ashtray in the form of a offset smoker sitting next to me on my deck.
I like that.
I do too. I love it.
So,
how you guys been? We need to take that to comps with us, and we'll build a little fire in it and have it going in the background.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
I think that would
be cool.
Bring some pellets or something and put in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Just let them smoke.
Maybe Dave would allow us to put a sticker on there.
It'd probably melt.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, if we were
on the
burning it. I don't know.
Well, anyway.
We'll figure it
out. What you guys have been up to?
Oh.
What have I been up to? I had a convention this last weekend on Saturday.
Are you rich?
I did pretty well, I will say. Like, they haven't had this particular convention in 5 years. This was the first one I ever did, like 7 or 8 years ago. And I'll always go back just because of that reason. And this was the smallest it's been because there's been a huge break. But everybody that came out with a purpose. They wanted to buy something. They wanted to support the event so it would continue on. So I think everybody had a pretty good day. There were some very interesting people there. It's always shocking when you've been off for the winter. You know, it's been 5 or 6 months since I did a convention. You know, there's a different kind of people that come to these. And this one in particular, there was a concentration.
So this wasn't like a Comic-Con, was it?
He's changed it. It is the Salem Toy and Comic Expo and Vendor Extravaganza. So it's basically...
That's a big word.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring big stuff time to sell. It's like a better done flea market almost.
Well, that's what I was getting ready
to say. But like themed more towards...
Did you have the women there with the crickets at home and all the cups and...
Yes.
Yeah, like always.
Had a lot of that.
The guy with the metal signs.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And I mean...
That's how they make a living.
Yep.
I appreciate that when the event is labeled to correspond with that. And it was.
Yes.
It was Vendor Extravaganza, whatever you do, bring it and sell it. Great. I hate it when you go to one that's labeled as a comic book convention or a toy show.
And they're there doing
that. And you walk in and there's a bunch of soap.
Yeah, selling, what's that? Scentsies or whatever.
Yeah, Scentsies, soap, crocheted goods. Yeah,
I would go to those other ones because I bet now there's probably not a whole bunch of them. Like you go to these flea markets or farmer markets now, all they are those people with the wife has bought a cricket and went crazy.
Yes.
So, well, that's for real. For real, that's literally
you're
what
not
it
kidding
is. Or the guy's got the stencil and cuts out the metal signs or whatever. But I bet something at that, if you're the only guy or the only person there selling that, you know, and if my wife went with me or whatever, you know,
yes,
you might get those people that be like, hey, well, that's cool, and buy it. Probably make some money, maybe.
Yeah. Angie took her purses that she's been making and sold one or two of those.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
Well.
And we ate at one of my favorite restaurants that's become one of my favorite restaurants. I was going to ask you guys if you've ever been there. It's called Chuck's Place in Salem, Illinois.
No. I
honestly don't think I've ever
maybe be your favorite place ever, I would guess, Travis. Because their burgers are probably the best I've ever had.
Really?
No joke. It's so good. It's like just the old school diner.
Like a Greasy Spoon?
Yeah.
I like it already. That's my favorite.
Everything's fried. Their salads were like a freaking mountain and like a whole... chicken cut up on top. Like a whole fried chicken cut up on top. It's giant.
Hmm.
Prices are great. Like a regular cheeseburger is like $3. It's
that's
awesome.
Cheap.
Oh, yeah. I got their next to biggest burger. It's a double. And a side of fried mushrooms. It's like $9 or $10. Mm-hmm. You can't beat it.
No, not for that.
And the best part is they took our order and we were eating in like 5 minutes. And it wasn't slow. Like, it was busy.
Yeah.
So, they know what they're doing. Like, they had a full kitchen. Everybody looked like they wanted to be there working.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they make money.
Yeah, they do it. Are they open, like, for dinner? Did you say you went there for dinner?
I think they're open until 7 p.m.
Okay. Because some of those places like that, they're open for, like, breakfast and lunch. And then they're, you know, they kind of close. Like Mary Lou's or something.
I think it's lunch and dinner, and that's it.
I always wish Mary Lou's was still open for dinner.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't. They're right on the strip.
Yeah, they're right on the
strip. Down from the college.
Yeah.
Just serve breakfast all day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what?
They'd probably be busy all day.
I'm betting because the son has taken it over now.
And he does.
He's making some more changes. I won't be surprised if here pretty soon he opens up for dinner.
Yeah, or he just open it like 5?
Either that.
And close at midnight.
No, think of this. And I've always said this for local. Now, this is only our local listeners. Like Polo Whip. I always said Polo Whip should open on Friday and Saturday night. Like, open at like 9 o'clock and stay open till like 2. Can you imagine how much money they would
get
make?
Get the bar business.
Get those bar business. Yeah. Well, Mary Lou's right there. If they did the same thing, say they opened back up at 9 and stayed open till 2.
Yep.
Oh, my God. They'd make a fortune right then.
I've been out of that scene for a while. I wonder if people still go to bars.
Is Carbondale still bar busy?
Yeah,
like
it is.
The strip?
See, yeah, I don't Carbondale know. Is?
Yeah. Honestly, it's probably about the same as when we all went.
Oh, no.
No,
there's
I doubt
no way.
That.
I think it is. I mean, just drive
there's
me.
Like,
there's half the population at SIU.
And a quarter of the parking.
Right.
Yeah, there's a quarter. Yeah, you park and walk.
There's no way it's as busy.
I think it is on that strip because now you also have to think back when we went, Copper Dragon, Pinch Penny was still open, and then they had whatever, you know, Sin Club, whatever, you know, that changed, Checkers and all that all the time. Those are all gone. So used to you had that crowd, then you had the ones over there that would go to Hangar, and like we never really went to that. We always went to Copper Dragon and Pinch, but all those are closed, so now it's really concentrated right there on the strip. You got PKs, all them little bars, so, and Tracks. Hangar is still there, I think.
And we can take our old asses over there.
We should.
Hang out.
Yeah. One. Right. We'd fit right in.
I actually went to Hangar 9 after they built the new one about, I'm going to say 7 or 8 years ago, just because me and my buddy had nothing to do. We're like, hey, let's go get a beer. And we were trying to find some place that had some good craft beer, and I figured that they would, and they did. But we were definitely the oldest people there.
Yeah.
It's for sale now. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Or it may have sold. I don't know.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's for sale.
Is that the one that had burnt? I remember there was one real big one there that had burnt, I thought, and they rebuilt it.
That's it.
Was it Hangar?
I think it's Hangar.
Didn't they tear it down and rebuilt a big, fancy building?
It's a whole different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a it's metal. Really nice.
It looks nice.
Well, I will say that.
It looks like an airport.
Yeah, that's, yes, it does.
Yes.
That strip part is very congested now, in part because all the bars are right there. Used to, they were a little more spread out. But, you know, and you still got the old.
Yeah, there was like 10 bars in like 4 blocks over there.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever go over to Key West?
I've never been in that bar.
I've been in there a few times.
I went in there once a few years back because they opened a restaurant in there, and we tried to eat there, and it was closed.
Yeah. They tried that, and they were like, we just can't get any business. I'm like, well, probably because you guys are never open.
Yeah.
And still to this day, if you Google restaurants in Carbondale, it comes up, and it shows that they have food.
Yeah.
It still says it, and me and Rebecca were out one day for lunch, and we popped in, and we're like, do you guys got lunch? It looks good. And they're like, oh, no, we haven't sold that in years. I'm like, well, maybe take it off Google.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Because we get a lot of people coming in asking that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe you should serve food.
Yeah.
Then.
But it used to be fun because there was, Key West was one of those where you had the crowd. That was their bar. They went every night, especially every weekend, and they were real big on karaoke
over
there.
That's what I was going to say. That was a karaoke bar.
It was a karaoke bar. And so if you wanted a good laugh in order to feel good about yourself, go over there and just sit and watch the show.
So how do you get a listing off Google like that?
I don't know.
Is there?
I have no idea.
I'm not a Google person.
I'm just curious. Like, how would you get that off?
I guess you could go in and change
it. I imagine that has to be part of your Google profile.
I guess, yeah.
You know, I don't know. But if we went that far, we just went to, what was it called? Not Muggsy's.
Muggsy McGuire's.
Muggsy McGuire's.
Oh, I loved that place.
Yeah, me too. It was awesome. And we probably have a lot of SIU alumni that listen, like, all across the
I need a lighter.
U.S. Here you go, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
You want my touch-up lighter?
Yeah, we went wherever had a pool table. Me and my buddies.
They had a bunch back then.
Yeah, they had like 8.
Yeah.
And then they had the whole bar side, but the other side was all pool tables, dartboards, arcade games.
Yeah, I loved Bucky's.
Is Stick still open?
I don't know. That's where we went the most, with Sticks.
I think it is. Because that was the one kind of in the strip part, right?
Like, yeah, right by
Jimmy
John's.
I think
Jimmy
it's still
John's.
Open. Yeah.
Like, it went way downhill.
So there's not as many bars. So maybe there's not as many people. Maybe it just seems more congested to me. Because we go over there a lot at night because my son will have things at SIU, concerts or whatever, and a lot of them don't get out till 9 or 10. And so when we come out, we have to take that strip out, and you got to go like 5 miles an hour because there's people walking across.
Really?
Oh, it's packed.
I would not have thought that.
But maybe, like, now that I'm thinking about it, since, well, all the other around bars have closed, they've just went there.
Yeah, there's nothing else through the whole town. Like, that's the only place where there's bars now.
And I always feel like the old guy, because if I do stop, we just stop and get insomnia cooking and at all.
Nice. That's funny. Man, I remember getting out of the bars at 2 a.m. over there, and you could barely make it across the road.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it would take you like 15 minutes to walk across the street. There were so many people.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody in line getting Winston bagels.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, you need a stinky ashtray out here for the
wind. I do.
Yeah. That's like,
I should have brought mine.
That's like a paper plate.
Yeah.
But it's not blowing away.
The wind's bullshit.
Well, I mean, the ashtray's not blowing away.
Oh, no, the ashtray's not going anywhere. The ashes are going.
I'm actually going to see if Toby can make one out of that Weber kettle grill top, flip it over, and like just weld on spots.
Yeah, Toby probably can. That's awful thin metal to weld to, though. That's
but even
he probably can.
Even weld up something that's like a little clip on
a stand or something.
Yeah, just to clip on the edge of it.
He could probably weld you a stand and then maybe pop rivet it to it or something.
That'd be cool.
What have you been up to, Scott?
I'm about 6'4".
I know that
you aren't all. Oh, you. Well, what have I been up to?
Mm-hmm. I said, what have you been up to?
Not too much. I did cook some brisket burn-ins this weekend.
I saw that. Those look good.
The brisket turned out pretty good. I cubed it up. I used the new Meat Church Blanco seasoning. And then the...
Blanco.
And then the Holy Gospel on top of that. And they actually turned out pretty good. They was very tender and...
Very good.
Looked tasty.
Yes.
Did you bring us some?
No. It was for Easter and, you know... the crappie king was there, so yeah.
So you didn't have any left.
There wasn't any left.
You took care of it.
Yeah,
crappie king.
Nice. Speaking of crappie, me and my kid went fishing yesterday. And
I saw those pictures.
Caught a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
It was only a couple worth keeping, so we ended up just throwing them back. But we had a good old time.
Well, that's what it's about.
Oh yeah, you can't wait to go back.
So, what about you, Travis? What you been doing?
This past weekend. What do we do?
Did he pick your boat up?
Friday. No, he's supposed to pick it up Tuesday or Wednesday.
I thought he was picking it up this weekend.
No, he's picking it up Tuesday or Wednesday, he said. Friday was Good Friday. I had that off, so I just
must be nice.
Piddled around the house and was doing a little purging. Went through the what we call our shed. It's my enclosed trailer that we have all of our stuff in storage in now. Went through it and...
Got rid of the rest of your belongings.
That's the thing is everybody's like, you're selling everything you own. I'm like, no. I'm like, when you come and look, there's still a bunch of stuff. But then Saturday we went to the in-laws for Easter lunch or whatever. I have to tell you guys this story. Because my mother-in-law, she does this thing. Like our youngest, her youngest grandkid now is... 12 or something, so they're older, you know, they're past the candy stage. They want the Easter eggs with money in them or something like that. Well, last year
they want the cash.
Yeah, they did. Last year she did a pretty good thing. She went out and hid these big eggs everywhere, and she said there's one egg per person. You know, she knew how many people was there. She said, you get one egg, and when you get it, come back up to the deck, don't open it up until you're all back. So you just go out, and they were hid. Well, last year when we went, there was one, and it was a golden egg. It was the plastic one, okay? Well, so last year when everybody got up there and you started opening them, like there was 5, a 10, a 20 in it. Well, the golden egg, you opened it up and it was a $100 bill. And, whoo, you know, so...
Man, that's a good Easter bunny there.
Yeah. So my little... My nephew, my sister-in-law's son, he can be a little ornery sometimes. But most 13, 12-year-olds can be. Well, he was sitting there looking out in the windows, and they were out there scoping them out, and he spotted the golden egg. He knew right where it was at, and we all knew it. So as soon as it said go, well, he ran, and he got that golden egg, and he's walking up there. And Cole was even standing there, my youngest one, and he goes, Dad, there's the golden egg. And I said, Cole, do you think about this? I said, last year the golden egg was the big one. I said, if she made the golden egg yet again, I said, if it was me, I wouldn't make the golden egg. I'd throw you off. And he was like, oh. I go, so I wouldn't
go for it.
You
made him think about
it. I made him think about it. Well, no, what did my nephew do? He ran as fast as he could to go there. I got the golden egg. Ha ha, you're all losers. And walked back up and sat down.
This is funny.
And sat down and we was waiting and, you know. And what was funny was Cole, me and all the adults do it too. We're walking around. Well, so we had Cole with us, our youngest. And, you know, he was still liking it. So we were letting him find us eggs and give them to us. Well, he found the first one, and he's walking around with it. Well, he found another one, and Mitchell was there, and he tossed Mitchell the first egg he found. And then he went back up, and we were open, so we're there, and boom. You know, everybody had their egg, and they crack it open. My nephew opens up the golden egg. Had a $5 bill in it. Mm-hmm. That's the lowest you can get. And you talk about taking the wind out of yourself. He just, sunk down that chair like, because he was sitting there like, he cracked that open. He's like, And we're all like, and I even told him the same thing when he's walking back. I go, you know, you might want to put that back. And nope. He walked up there. Well, the funny thing is we opened it all up. The very first one Mitchell or Cole picked up and then traded later and gave to Mitchell, that was the one with the $100 bill.
Really?
But Cole found the one he ended up keeping. He had a 20 in it, but Mitchell got the gold. And I was right that she didn't put the golden egg in there. Nice. You're right.
That's
smart. I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
That's very smart.
But it just, I'm going to be mean as a parent, but it took great joy in me to see him, just take the wind toll out of his, because he was peeking out.
Learned.
He was trying to cheat and find it. He was scanning the yard and saw it. So he ran right to it, and it's like, well, that teaches
that
you.
That backfired on him.
Yeah, it backfired on him. Yep. But anyway, we did that, and then Saturday night, Reese's boyfriend Isaac, he turned 21 on last Thursday. And so the first night they could get together, we wanted to take him somewhere for his birthday, and we took him to dinner. And
did you buy him an old fashioned?
No, I even told him I'd buy him a drink, and he's not a big drinker really.
Well, he shouldn't be. He just turned 21.
Yeah.
I'm but sure he's never drank.
He's
before.
Never drank before. Yeah. Hopefully, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's really not. Him and my daughter both aren't good big drinkers. So I think on his 21st, he actually went and like bought a 6-pack of something. Just they were going fishing, so he bought something. And I asked him, I should drink all of it. You know. Didn't even finish the 6-pack, you know.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. But so we ate dinner, and then Sunday we kind of just piddled around the house. We did get up and go to church and heard my dad preach and went and ate some lunch and went home.
Nice.
Piddled around there.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, and so I'll go with that now because, like I told you guys before we started, this week I'm not doing a Would You Rather. Changing it up, and I'm at what?
I was going to say, we've been trying to think of some new segments.
Yeah.
Because doing a Would You Rather 60 times in a row gets challenging.
It gets challenging to think of ones that are, you know.
So I had an idea.
Yeah.
Just now.
Just now,
and
okay.
It came from your first
this is
idea
fresh.
Today.
I asked him before, and he had no idea.
It could be, you said, what's your favorite memory or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It could be, what's your favorite? And we could take turns every week doing it.
What's your favorite?
Oh, like just anything.
What's your favorite anything? Like, you ask us what our favorite whatever is. I'll ask you guys next week, Scott next week or whatever.
Well, because I went ahead and asked you guys, because that's kind of one of those that if you ask somebody, you need a little bit of time to think about it, my question was.
I agree. Kind of on the spot kind of throws you off.
So can I ask it now? Could you think of something?
The what you asked earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably could.
Okay. What is your favorite memory with your father?
The Christmas that I got the 3-wheeler.
Oh, man, he was a rich kid.
I'd say.
Yes.
Wow.
That was probably my most exciting and fun time because then we went riding. And
did your dad have a 3-wheeler too?
No.
He
just got me one. That was probably one of the better memories.
Oh, and you lived.
That's cool.
I lived, yes. Riding a 3-wheeler.
That's what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you turn that thing
I
over?
Never did.
Really?
No.
Oh, I've rolled a 3-wheeler more times
than
I count.
I never did get
that explains
silly
a lot, Travis.
Yeah. So, there you go.
I would say mine would be when we lived in Washington State. We would fish a lot. And I remember we were on the docks one day, and you know, I was in third or fourth grade probably, so we were catching like cod up there. That was the big thing to catch off these docks. So I thought I was hot shit and just threw it way out there. Well, my pole started just slamming down, so I set the hook and like I couldn't move it at all. I was like, uh-oh. Like, this thing's gonna pull me in.
I've caught a log.
Yeah.
Yep, so my dad saw that I was getting ready to go overboard there. He came and grabbed it and was helping me, and he could barely move it too. Like, in my mind, it took an hour, but it was probably a good 10-minute fight.
Yeah.
And I caught a stingray that was at least 4 feet wide.
Really?
Yep. Holy shit.
Wow.
It was giant.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I've only seen one person catch a stingray.
Yeah, it was a
I've
big
never
one.
Seen anybody catch one.
Our friend Josh went to Destin with us one time, and he caught one right on the beach. He was fishing in the morning, and he reeled it in.
Last time we were in Alabama on vacation, me and the boys went on a walk in the morning, and I had my polarized glasses on. We were, like, walking in the water, and one, like, came right up to us, and they couldn't see it, but I could see it. I'm like, oh, get out of the water, because it, like, turned and started coming up towards us being curious, you know.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Yeah.
I was like, well,
I don't think they'll intentionally hurt you. Know,
no,
chase
but
after you. Yeah.
If the kids would have seen it and jumped, they
yeah.
would, it would have tried to
yeah. it would have,
get them.
Yeah, it would have defended itself.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Travis?
Well, see, I have a little more time to think of it. And it's funny you say the three-wheeler because my favorite memory, and I kind of already touched on it, but
it was a Yamaha 125, I think.
You got a Yamaha? Ooh.
That's what it was. Yellow.
Mine first one was a Honda 110. Yeah, three-wheeler. Yeah. But anyway, probably with my dad, when we got that old Ford tractor that I was talking about, and I just thought we were the richest people in the world because we got this old used tractor, but had that metal wheel well, and my dad would let me stand up there and just sit on that, and he would drive around a bush hog, and I just loved that. It was the first motorized thing that, you know, we had. It was cool.
Have I ever told you my cantaloupe story?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Cantaloupe. Okay, we'll save that for another episode.
Yeah, save it up.
it's a pretty good one.
Cantaloupe. Okay. So yeah, that would be mine with my dad. Yeah, that one.
Remind me to tell that next week.
Okay. I can't wait now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good one.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so many things are rushing through my mind.
I'm not going
to. I don't think that. I'll give you a week to think and see if you come up with
my mind. Okay. Instantly went to like American Pie, you know. Yes. I was thinking. My mind instantly went there with a cantaloupe, yeah. But.
It's a very good memory for me.
Okay.
Nice.
So, what else? You got your question this week?
Well, no. You guys been watching anything on TV?
Basketball.
Oh, yep. That's what I was going to say.
I've been watching that, and my brackets got blown away this weekend. Yeah. I was in first at work, and now I'm in sixth.
Yep. Cole was.
So, I'm out of the money.
Cole was in second, and but he had Illinois winning it all. He won Illinois, and they
I still have UConn winning it all.
Yeah.
But.
He picked another one, and he made UConn win that one. But the one he really wanted was Illinois to win. But
Was there a tracker last week? Because I haven't even watched that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm behind on that, and there was one out last night, right?
Yes.
So I got two to watch.
There you go.
I haven't
even. I got one last night's to watch.
Yeah.
I got last night's to watch. Now.
Haven't even.
The reason why I brought this up is Travis gave us homework.
I did, and Dave's the only one that
I haven't watched this.
Don't watch it.
Jeez,
well, you said it was good.
No,
Okay, what's the name first?
On the line.
On the line. Okay.
And now I will say this.
Mel Gibson and a bunch of nobodies.
But I want to say this in response. Cause
you state your case first.
I'm going to state my case. I watched it just, okay, I shoot in the dark, whatever, blah, blah. And I said, what? And so Dave messaged and said, we're like an hour in. He goes, I think this is the worst movie I've ever watched. I will say, it's absolutely not the worst movie I've ever watched. My biggest thing was just, it was a decent movie, and then you get all the way to the end, and you're like, are you serious?
What is it about?
We can't say,
really. You can't say? Okay.
We could say, like, the first half, probably.
What's the plot?
Okay, listeners, if you want to watch this. Turn it off now, and give us 5 or 6 minutes, and then come back on. The gist of the movie is that Mel Gibson is this big talk show radio host, okay?
Okay.
And so...
Well, that's not giving it away.
No, that's not. But then he goes in, and he has this call, like, where people call in and have a problem. He gives advice, blah, blah, blah. But he's kind of a, like, tough love, you know, suck it up, buttercup.
Is he like a Dr. Phil type
thing? But even kind of meaner,
stern?
Got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of a gritty guy.
Yes. A grumpy old radio host type thing?
Yeah, he reminds me of somebody on the radio.
Maybe we should just let Scott watch it.
Oh, Scott's not going to watch it. Ever.
No, probably not.
Scott would actually probably be like me. It really was a decent movie, and then you get to the end, and it wasn't bad. I was just like, holy shit, I watched it. Really?
So, I will say the first 40 minutes, I was like, okay, this is okay.
Uh-huh.
This is good enough to watch to waste some time.
Yes, exactly.
Well, like, looking back, it's, you know, Mel Gibson in every single movie. Same exact character that he's been ever since post-Patriot, I'll say.
Yeah.
Like, every single freaking movie. He's even the same lines. that he's been in, you know. Mm-hmm. And so at first, you know, I we get to the half hour mark. I'm like, all right, this is going to be a nice short movie. It reminds me of like Phone Booth, if you guys ever saw that.
I think I did back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, it was like an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah. And Buried was another great one that was real short.
Yeah.
But then I was like, how long is this movie?
I don't remember how long it was.
Well, I checked, and it was like 2 hours.
Okay.
I was like,
That's a long movie for Scott.
I was like, it was like an hour and 50 minutes, something like that. I'm like, where are they going to go with this from here? Like, this is going to be...
I thought it was going to get really, really good the more you watch it.
I really did.
Oh, man, you know.
And about 40 minutes in is when I text you. I'm like...
Yeah, oh, this is the worst movie I've ever
this
watched.
This is going nowhere real fast, and it did.
But did you figure that out?
Well, no, it's impossible to figure it out because it's the dumbest possible thing you can think of.
Yeah.
So, like, he's a bastard, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He has a new intern because the old one quit because he's a bastard.
Yeah. He's so, like a sound guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole time, for an hour and 35 minutes of this hour and 45-minute movie, is him playing a trick on the new engineer guy.
He's a real big practical joker.
Like, somebody calls in and basically says that he's at the host's house.
Yes.
And he's going to kill his wife and daughter.
Yes.
Like, hold on, I got a cough.
But he has to keep telling him, well, do this or do that.
It sounds kind of cheesy.
It could have been actually real cheesy. Yeah, it could have been a really good movie, but then it just ends and you find out that it's a practical joke and you're like,
well,
what the fuck?
Not only that, it's a practical joke on the engineer guy, okay? Yeah. Well, then something happens and I don't remember.
The engineer finds out that when he finds out it's a practical joke and he
like
starts walking, but he's all pissed and starts walking away and they're all, come on, it's okay. Well, he falls down these stairs and falls to the bottom.
Hits his head on a pipe and dies.
And dies.
Oh, quote, unquote.
Yes.
Well, so now Mel Gibson's freaking out.
Yeah.
Because he thought he's murdered really this bad. Kid.
Yeah.
And that's like the next 10 minutes. And then he like gets in the car to go home. And then that guy's driving the car.
They
like,
say, we gotcha.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. They
and
did his
that's practical, the end of the movie.
Yeah. Oh.
They did his practical joke and put a twist on it and got him back because he thought the guy had slipped and fell.
So this was so bad. It got so bad so quickly that my brother was like, I'm going home. I'm not watching this bullshit. I'm going to fast forward to the end and text you guys if I like it or not. And 10 minutes later, he's like, you guys are going to be so pissed.
Oh, I'm glad you told me. I'm going to text Jeremy now.
Yeah. And then, like, once the movie was over, Angie looked at me, and she's like, I cannot believe
you made me stay up
this late to watch this bullshit.
That's the thing, is because I really was watching, and you kind of get invested. You're like, once you go so far.
Yeah, it's hard to stop watching.
He's about right. About 50 minutes in, you're like, okay. And you're just like, kind of on the edge of your seat, like, man, what's he going to do? How are they going to find him? Because they go through and, like, it's like the guy's in the radio studio, like they find dead bodies and blah, blah, and the intern sees all this. Well, then they're all playing. And so you're just like, oh, okay, he's in the studio with them somewhere. Blah. And then at the when it finally happens, I'm like, what? Because I really thought all the way through.
It's like the most pointless movie I've ever seen.
Because I love trying to figure out like mysteries like that. So honestly, at the end, I was sitting there watching it, and I said, I bet you the intern is the guy. Because right there when it all came in, he goes, he gave him the gun, remember?
Yeah.
And he goes, here, and he took the gun or something. And I'm like, oh, he just gave the gun to the bad guy because he gives it to the intern. And I go, that's when you think it's going to turn around and say the intern was the bad guy. No, it's not. And then when it comes out, I'm like, well, I was way off on this one.
Yeah, then like there was a guy that came in towards the beginning to cause a ruckus or something.
Yeah.
And then in the end, it turns out he's like a famous actor or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's just stupid on top of stupid.
You should go home and watch it tonight.
No, not happening.
Yeah, it's real dumb. So if anybody out there loves dumbass movies.
I knew Dave would at least watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it had potential.
It really did.
If it would have been like an hour and 20 minutes long.
And did that.
Of just like the cliche.
They drug it out too long a little bit with that.
Holy shit, it was bad.
I was laughing my ass off with Dave Tech. This is the worst movie ever.
Like, the acting gets so bad just all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great to begin with, but it's, you
know. Well, it's also like they stretched it out. Like you said, it could have been an hour and a half movie. They stretch it out, and then all of a sudden it was like at the end, they're like, hurry, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
So is Mel Gibson that desperate to put out a movie like that?
Yes.
I mean, that tarnishes your name to me.
I mean, overall, like I said, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. It drew you in to where I'm like, man, because I sit there and try to figure him out, and I'm like, I think the intern's in on it. He's somehow sneaking around because he's in this one scene, he wasn't there, and blah, 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 you know. But it got me. I was like, nope, I did not see that coming. At all.
Okay.
So shitty.
Okay. If you're back now, listeners, we're...
Yep.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch
it. Take Scott's advice.
Or if you just want to have something on to make some noise to see if we're right.
Yeah.
About how shitty it is. Just watch it while you're cleaning the house.
Because I still wouldn't even call it a shitty movie.
Oh, it's shitty.
I wouldn't, in my opinion. It kind of, the more I think about it, just like, it kind of made me happy that I'm like, well, that's kind of different, you know what I mean? Different ending, but... You just didn't
see
it coming.
It's definitely different.
Yeah, you don't see it coming.
You definitely don't figure it out.
No, you don't.
But the problem is, like, it's intentional to where you can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And then it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that big of a twist.
Yeah.
Anyway, have you been watching anything new?
There was something new that we started? I can't remember what it was. There was a new show we started. I can't remember it. Nope.
We jumped back into Quantum Leap. It's gotten really good again. Like, even better than the first season now. Mm-hmm. The first couple episodes of the second season were kind of pissing me off, but now it's back and getting good.
Is it? See, I watched the first, and the first was a little too cheesy for me. I watched about the first maybe two seasons, I guess. I don't know how many seasons are out now.
There's two seasons.
Okay, so I've already watched the first one, and it got a little better toward the end. I'm talking the first five episodes. I was like... But I was a big Quantum Leap fan from the original
one. So, my theory, hopefully I'm right, is I think maybe he's on a quest to bring Sam back.
Oh, that'd be cool. Okay.
That would be the best way to end the whole thing.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, because, you know, you leave off and Sam's gone forever.
Yeah.
And this is not a remake. This is a continuation, you know,
because they're going
20 years later.
Yeah, off of his work, yes.
Yes. And, like,
did you ever watch Quantum Leap, Scott?
I did not.
What was his hologram's name?
I'm telling you, I don't watch a lot of TV.
Not Sam. Al.
Al.
Yeah.
Al's daughter's in it, mm-hmm. and they reference all the characters. And I think the main dude from, the black dude from Ghostbusters that's in it, was actually in the old show.
He might have been, I don't know.
See, I'm more of a sports guy. I'll watch a ball game, baseball.
Yeah, see, I couldn't do that.
Stuff like that.
No.
I would rather just sit out there, smoke a cigar, or watch a game.
I gotcha.
I'm fine. Wrong with that. Like, I'll sit with you and watch the game all day, you know.
Yeah.
Like that. Have a cigar.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really watching the game.
It's like last night. I sat outside, watched the ball games, and had some cigars.
Yeah.
To me, that's TV.
Yeah.
That is TV.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that at the barn a lot. Sit outside and watch the TV and smoke a lot.
Mm-hmm. I am going to a concert this weekend with our buddy Michael.
Are you going to Night Ranger?
Yes.
There's a couple guys from my work going.
Sunday night.
Nice.
At the casino, Walker's Bluff.
They've been getting all the washed up bands out there.
I know.
That's right.
I'll just flat out
that
say
that was
it.
Back in my day. Thank you.
Do you think they're just going to come out and sing Sister Christian
and probably
about four times? And
that'll
walk
be
off
all
stage,
right. It'll be worth it.
Well, we were joking about this the other day at work, and I was like, if you held a gun to my head, I couldn't name you another Night Ranger song. Besides Sister Christian.
I have no
idea. I couldn't name it, but once I hear it, I'll remember.
Maybe that, but I couldn't name it.
I couldn't either. I mean, I can't think of one now.
Are they doing anything for the eclipse? Because the last eclipse, they got Ozzy Osbourne. That
I don't know.
Supposed to be a big deal.
Several people lost their job over that.
So. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because...
I would say they lost their ass.
I have heard in the neighborhood that they have they lost excess of $1 million on that.
I'm sure.
That sounds low to me.
Well, I know the person that was kind of in charge of it, and he lost his job over it.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you think it's a good idea to get Ozzy Osbourne to
play
a concert?
Well, it would be, but Ozzy Osbourne to play a concert on a Monday in Southern Illinois at no. one something.
Wasn't it on a Tuesday or Wednesday? It was
during the week. It was in the middle of the week.
It was in the middle of the week.
It was a Monday or because no, I think
I went to work that day.
I think it was a Monday because remember they had the whole you could camp. They had rock bands all weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and then Ozzy was on Monday.
Okay.
It was a whole.
I think you're right.
You could camp
it
out.
It might
there.
Have been.
You it was a whole weekend rock fest thing.
It was something like
that. They
had
several decent bands there, and then Ozzy, and just to come out and do that. Now, I did talk to people that were there, and they said it was pretty cool to have Ozzy singing Bark at the Moon, you know, while that was happening. But they're like, they were also like, we got free tickets to go. We wouldn't have paid it, you know.
Right.
So, you know, anyway. I don't think they're doing anything big. So you're going with Michael.
Yes.
Thanks for the That'd invite.
Be, you're welcome. Hey, I he like invited me. You need to get with him. He'd probably say, come on.
He would. I have another convention this weekend at SIU, Eclipse Con. It should be a good one since there's going to be a billion people in our area. Hopefully they all bring some money. That'd
well, they've
great.
All they won't have any money because they've all paid the $800 for a 10
by 10
spot for their tent.
Remember last year? I remember I was at work, and beforehand, traffic didn't look bad, but right after the eclipse, it's like everybody
was trying to leave.
It's like, where in the hell did they all come from?
Yeah, everybody saw it, and then they were trying to go home.
That's why I took off. I'm like, I ain't.
Because, again, it was in the middle of the week, and they probably all had to go back to work the next day.
I mean, it was like the interstate was just bumper to bumper. Yep. Like, where did everybody come from? Where was they watching this at?
Yep. I think all our installers and stuff at work are just going to stay and do inventory that day.
I didn't.
Well, that's probably smart.
I didn't know it was that big of a deal. I mean, I know it is, but I'm like, if I knew, okay, 5 hours away, 3 hours away, that there was an eclipse coming, I wouldn't ever think to say, well, I'm going to go get a hotel room. I want to go see that.
No, I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't.
I personally wouldn't, but I could see why somebody
would. I could see other people
that
would.
It's kind of once-in-a-lifetime thing, other than we've had, what, two
Twice
and
in
7 years?
See, we were thinking, I've seen...
But there's not going to be another one for...
Until after we're dead
and gone. Oh, yeah.
I've seen three, because I've seen one when I was young at school, and it might not have been a total eclipse, and now that I think back, but I remember seeing it at school, because they brought us outside, and they had a welding mask.
Was it total eclipse of the heart?
It was mine, when I saw you. But, and we saw the other one. I was at work for the last one, too.
I was, too.
We met at the shop.
We sat outside and just watched it and went back in.
I'm cooking this one. We're going to have a feed and everything. We're going to get our stuff done in the morning, and I'm going to cook and watch it.
And there we go.
I'm cooking at the lake. I'm going to cook for you guys, actually.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, do we have anything else? Oh, do you want to ask your question now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He stopped us, yeah.
Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
This would be hard.
I feel like we just did this one.
No.
We haven't done a donut one, I don't think.
No.
Have
no,
we?
I don't think we have on the show, but somebody just asked me this like a couple days ago.
I don't think I've asked it.
Oh, we were talking about restaurants that when we get them, they're not great anymore.
Right.
We were talking about going to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. That's why I was ringing a bell. I'm going Krispy Kreme all day long. Like, no questions about it.
Because Dunkin' Donuts is mainly just cake donuts, and I don't like those as much.
No, they have other stuff.
They have other stuff, but I'm more of a cake donut guy.
I
like the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I would go Krispy Kreme as well all day.
I like the lightness of the Krispy Kreme.
There's nothing better getting them actually right off the line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, when they're hot, they're good. Don't get me wrong.
They just melt away.
Yeah. You don't even have to chew them. You just put them in your mouth and swallow.
Yep.
Swallow them whole.
Swallow them.
You could.
Yeah.
I think I've done that a few times.
It's not good, Dave.
After you've been drinking a while.
Yeah.
And stop at the Krispy Kreme.
It doesn't seem like ours makes them hot very often, though. I remember going up
during the day.
They were closer, and then it seemed like every time you went by, they had it.
I don't think they sell as many down here as they do up there.
It seems like in the morning, like when I'm going to work, 6:30, 7 o'clock. They're hot then. I mean, the signs.
But it seems like, I think I asked them one time, and I think they said maybe after 6 was the last time in the evening that they stopped making hot ones.
Well, I can understand that around here.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm like, if you're going to be open till 9 and you're a donut shop and you're supposed to have the hot light on, at least by 7 o'clock or something, make another round of them.
You don't want to make them if you're not going to sell them.
They'll, you have been in there close to closing time. There's racks of them. They're selling them the next day. That's one thing I don't like. I'm very big on that. I don't like when places try to sell me. You know what? I'll teach you.
I figured those they sent to like your local grocery stores.
That's what I figured
Kroger,
too.
They put them in a box and that's what you get it there.
I'm going to let you boys in on a little secret. It's from a secret from a fat kid. You go to Casey's, okay? And Casey's got the donut rack there and they got cookies and stuff. They make one cookie in there that's freaking awesome. It's a chocolate, it's like a, it's chocolate chip, but then they got caramel chips in it and pecans. And it's a good cookie. But, okay, if you go up by the cash register, they'll have the individual cookies, cellophane, like wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
Same price, okay? Those cookies up at the register are yesterday's cookies, and they're the same price. I lost my shit one time because I got them. And I go, well, this one's hard. And they're like, well, she goes, well, yeah. She goes, it's a day old. And I was like, what?
Well, it should be half price.
That's what I said. And I go, so it's half price, right? And she goes, no, they're the same price. I go, no. I go, I'll buy them if they're half price. I'd buy all of them. But not, you can't sell me yesterday's cookie for yesterday's price. I'm sorry. Baked goods should be baked fresh.
All right. Bye-bye.
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 You're letting your colors show, Travis.
That gets me riled up, man. I'm like, that's. Don't you guys think that's stupid, though? See, even Scott said it should
well,
be
you're
half
the
price.
Dumbass that's buying them at the counter. Go
I don't anymore.
If you buy cookies in a bag at Kroger's, they're like months old.
Who buys cookies at Casey's anyway?
No joke.
Oh, if you go try that one, it's good.
We need a crumble cookie here in town.
We do.
Anyway, okay, bye-bye.
Fuck cancer. Fuck cancer.